Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, I'm so excited that you've decided to join us for another episode of the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm feeling super in my glow today, and I hope that you are too. And if you're not, today's episode is going to be perfect for you because I brought my friend Angela Gia Kim on here, who is the visionary behind Savor Beauty. And Angela and I are going to talk all about your glow, right? And everybody wants to have better skin. If you're a dude listening, if you're a woman listening, it doesn't matter what age, we're all talking about a more youthful, glowy, dewy look. Yes, you guys too. And so we're going to talk about the glow from the inside and the glow from the outside. So Angela, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast.
Thank you so much, Bella, for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Oh my gosh. Well, tell me your journey to becoming an entrepreneur. Let's just hop right in.
Okay. Well, I was a concert pianist in a former life. And while on tour, I was about to walk out on stage in front of hundreds of people, put on this quote, natural lotion all over my body and started breaking out from it during the concert. And it was very humiliating. So when I got back to the hotel room, I took a look at the list of ingredients and was shocked to find how many chemical fillers were in this quote, natural lotion. And I don't know, back then there weren't that. This is over a decade ago, Bella. So there weren't a lot of naturals, clean skincare brands on the market. And I wanted something that was organic, natural, but it had to work. My mom is Korean, and you know, Korean women are obsessed with their skincare.
So
obsessed. Yes. And so I just wanted to create something that my mom would want to use, that I would want to use. I'm a New Yorker, as we discussed earlier. So it needed to work in a New York minute and make you look like flawless and this beautiful skin, because I think skincare is self-care. So that was the beginning of my journey. It literally started with an itch on stage.
Oh my gosh. And this was only, this was 10 years ago, and you put this lotion on that someone gave you. You're like, I don't want to look chalky or flaky. I know I have those moments before I do media segments. I'm suddenly like, oh my God, look at my knees, and I'll take whatever's around and slap it on me. So you did one of those and you just started to break out, and you had never had issues.
Well, I have very sensitive skin. So, it's been a lifelong journey to find skincare and body care that makes you glow, as you were saying earlier, but without all of the chemical fillers or preservatives that were making me break out. So, it was well over a decade ago. My daughter, I remember it was around the time that my daughter was born that I started playing with lotions and potions in my kitchen. She's now 14. She's a teenager now. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that was really the beginning.
That's amazing. And so is she using your skincare as well?
She is. I think there are a lot of teens that use Savor Beauty. You know, Savor Beauty is a natural skincare brand inspired by Korean beauty rituals. It's made here in New York, and we have two spas in Manhattan, one in Bangkok, Thailand. And a lot of our guests are teenagers, believe it or not, and men. We're seeing an increase in teens and men come through the doors, and both segments are becoming increasingly more interested in skincare. And my daughter in particular, what I'm seeing is her age group, you know, they're breaking out because maybe they're not taking care of their skin. So we teach them how to wash their face at night, how to use peels, gentle peels, so that they are exfoliating their skin without, harming it at this early stage. So there's a lot of education. And then for the men that are walking in, they're, you know, they're very interested in how do I take care of my skin now? A lot of their questions is, do I come in to get a facial after I shave, before I shave? You know, so there, it's very cute. These two unexpected groups of people coming in now.
I love that. And I think you're right. I think as a society, we're thinking more about longevity and we're living longer and kids are thinking about things earlier because they're influenced and surrounded by social media all day long. So how much do you think, genetics play a role in this, right? Like, okay, you can look at your mom or your grandma.
Yes.
Like, how much can good practice alter your genetics?
I think it is key to having a healthy glow. I think you can do so much to counter genetics, right. Meaning that, let's say you just have oily skin that breaks out, and this is what your mom or your dad had, and this is what runs in your family. I mean, there's so many things that influence your skin. It can be environmental. It can be what you're eating. In fact, a lot of it comes from what you're eating. We find that a lot of people that are lactose intolerant, or if they're eating too much sugar, it shows up on their skin. I really believe that what you're going through in life also shows up on your
face. Yes.
So stressors can exacerbate rosacea, breakouts, dry skin. So all of these things contribute tremendously.
You're so right. And so I know most people listening, probably including myself, haven't had the opportunity to try your products. Now, with that being said, can you also, and I'm sure we'll all want to by the end of this episode, but can you tell us some things that, you know, while we're listening to this, what are some things that we can do to improve our glow today, whether that's the inside, whether that's the outside? So many of our listeners are single, right? And they're thinking about relationships and they want to feel better while they're dating, or maybe they're in a relationship, but they want to make sure that their relationship has that glow. So talk to us about this.
I love that. Your question is very rich and there's a lot to tackle there. So let's start with a philosophy that I think is very important. I think waking up with a glow is so essential to how you carry yourself through the day. Since we're talking about living a single life, attracting, if you're interested in that, attracting love into your life, it starts with self-love, right?
Talk to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think skincare is your best accessory. I mean, I don't wear makeup. I don't wear a lot of, foundation. I like for my skin to just glow because it really represents to me. And I told you that Savor Beauty is all about Korean beauty rituals, and Korean women, as early as AD, 918 AD, they were taking care of their skin radiance with things like safflower, apricot, peach oils. And it was this philosophy that your inside is reflected on your outside. So that's the foundation of Savor Beauty. And I think there are some beautiful rituals that I'd love to teach you on how you can take care of your skin from the inside out. So one of them, and this is a beautiful place to start, is to wash your face at night. And people often say, well, why do I need to wash my face at night? Why is this so important? Because how many of us sometimes get into bed and we're so dead tired and we just don't want to wash our face? Well, something I'd like to encourage you to do, if you're not going to go out at night and you're in and it's around 5 o'clock, you're about to cook yourself dinner, wash your face at 5 o'clock. Okay. And, this is a beautiful tip because you're not tired and you will take the extra step to take care of yourself. To me, washing your face is symbolic for removing the toxins from your pores and your mental psyche, right? Your soul. So there's this beautiful Korean beauty ritual of double cleansing. You start with an oil cleanser and you layer on top, you know, in Saver Beauty, we have this jasmine cleanser, oil cleansing oil, and then there's the pearl cleansing cream that you layer on top. So the reason why I love starting with an oil cleanser is because the coconut and the jasmine, it pulls out the bad oil from your pores. And then, and it smells like a tropical getaway. I love it. It just, the scent, the aroma just takes you away for 1 second. And then I love to layer on top the pearl cleansing cream, which has these grape seeds exfoliators that just sweep away all of the dirt and debris that you've just pulled out of your pores. And it's a beautiful way to just soften your skin and to get rid of all the toxins. And once you do that, you are more glowing. And because if you go to bed with all of this makeup and dirt and debris in your pore, your sweat and sebum are having a party in your pores. It breaks down your collagen, which makes your skin age faster. It makes you break out. So you just want to clean all of that. If you want to change your skin, cleanse your pores.
And for those of us that might not have these products on hand, is it okay to, you know, wash your face with the soap that you have or a standard cleanser? Like, what would you say to someone who's like, okay, I want to start, I'm going to take baby steps?
So I love that question. You can start anywhere with what you have. I often think that life is, sometimes you choose from the lesser of two evils. So I'd rather you wash your face than not.
Than not, exactly. Than not.
Now, if you want to upgrade or elevate your life and your experience, I mean, there are a lot of beauty products on the internet that you can choose from. You totally. Know, obviously Saver Beauty, I use Saver Beauty because I'm the founder. but I love it because we choose each ingredient for a specific purpose. So, you know, jasmine and coconut, the ingredients, it's great for antibacterial purposes. Coconut has lauric acid, which for me softens the skin and it just breaks down like all of the dirt and debris. So after I use it, it just, number one, smells amazing, but also I just feel like my skin is velvet soft. Mm. I love having very soft skin and I work for that, you know, so I like that product. And then when I mentioned earlier, the pearl cleansing cream, I love that it has crushed grape seeds to sweep away, all of that dirt and debris. You can find any product and I'd rather for you to wash your face than not.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Okay. Asking for a friend, does using a makeup wipe count as washing your face?
Yes.
Okay. Asking for a friend named Bella.
Yes. And I think especially if you're on, you know, in flight, that's a great way to wash your face. You know, I prefer to have a more eco-friendly way to do it. I like for women and men and teens to take the time to really enjoy it as a sensorial journey. Because if you're going to wash your face anyway, you may as well use it as a moment to ground yourself, be present. And so sometimes I think a makeup wipe is not the best way to do that. But again, lesser of two evils.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. There are days where one makeup wipe, if I've been doing media stuff, doesn't take off all of the things. And then I'll use a cleanser on my face. And there's something really cathartic about the water on your face. It's like, it feels like a higher level, more natural, cleaner way. I know the days where I do that, I'm like, oh, why don't I do this more often with cold water on my face or even just lukewarm? And it feels so good. So I couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to get away from just a makeup wipe. So you can all keep me accountable on that. That's awesome. Okay. So we should wash our face at night to start. And whatever that means, before bed, even at 5 p.m., just as you're winding down your day, wash your face. Okay. What would come next?
So I think one thing that's super important for inside out glow is to drink your water. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't. I keep by my desk a glass of water at all times because you need to stay hydrated. And then, of course, moisturizing your face. So I like to mist my face All the Saver Beauty products are numbered. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you take the guesswork out. So you missed. Step number two would be to miss. Yes. And the reason why it's important to mist your face and with a toner, non-alcohol toner, is because it preps your skin for penetration of your serums and moisturizers 5 to 7 times deeper. So I like that as well. After washing my face, I like to mist my face with a toner because it also balances your skin. And you want that perfect balanced skin because it helps you to not get too dry and not to break out. So you want to keep your skin pH balance, happy, right? Then I like to put on step number three is the serum. And we have three serums that you can choose from. You can choose from Carrot Rose, which has natural retinol. We have Pumpkin Serum, which has zinc. So it helps with hyperpigmentation. And then we also have the Red Raspberry, which is very nourishing for drier skin. So I like to massage that on my skin at nighttime and in the morning, actually, and in the afternoon. And I think it just having that glow, especially helps with moisture, but it also gives you, like, for example, on the go glow. Like if you have a Zoom meeting, like you and I have, you've got that just natural glow. I like to call it the glistening glow. And then step number four is I like to moisturize my face with the truffle face cream that we have. It's rich in vitamin B, so it restores your skin's luminosity. And then you can finish with step number five, which is we have an eye cream, caviar eye cream, or pomegranate eye serum. So that helps with the puffiness, the dark circles, and the fine lines that a lot of people have issue with.
Okay, tell me about the difference between a cream and a serum and who should think about what.
So I thank you again. You asked such excellent questions that I just assume people know the answers to. So the way I like to think about it, and this is a Korean beauty philosophy, is you want to layer your skincare the same way you layer your winter clothes. So I know you're in Chicago. You're going to layer going from thinnest to thickest. You're not putting on your coat first and then your long underwear. You're going to put on the long underwear first and then the coat, right? Or long underwear, sweater, and coat, right? So that's the same thing with the philosophy of skincare. So the toner is the first layer because it's the thinnest. Then you put that's on the serum. Yeah, that's the spray or a toning or toner. Make sure you choose non-alcohol toners because you don't want to dry out your skin unnecessarily. A serum is then less thick than a cream, right? So you're going to put on serum on next, which is why we label it number three in the Saver Beauty system. And I love serums because the serums just give you an extra layer of concentrated nourishment, much like a vitamin for your skin. So you might choose a vitamin C serum, like our pumpkin serum has a lot of vitamin C, which gives your skin also zinc for hyperpigmentation if you're concerned about brown spots. Or you might find a serum that has vitamin E for soothing nourishment. So, or for example, you might find a serum that's concentrated with vitamin A, like our Carrot Rose serum for natural retinol, which gives your skin cellular turnover. Then you put on your moisturization because it's a little thicker.
Got it.
And what a good face cream will do, it will lock in moisture for the rest of the day.
Got it. So you should do a serum and then cream after. So you can do an eye serum and an eye cream.
Yes. Yeah. An eye cream is usually, you want a thinner eye cream because the skin around your eyes is a lot thinner than anywhere else on your face. So you just want a lighter, fluffier eye cream, which is why we whip our caviar eye cream. So it's just lighter. And then the way you put on an eye cream properly is to dot it around your eyes with using your ring finger. And then I like to play the piano around my eyes like this.
Concert
just
pianist.
Just so that you're not. A lot of people will put on their eye cream and drag it on and not be delicate. So the piano lessons that your parents gave you, you just put it on like this.
I love that. And it feels so good too to do that. I'm doing it here in case you're now, you can watch this podcast on YouTube or listen to it on all of your platforms. So I was just pianoing my face. It feels kind of good.
Yes. It gives you circulation. Yes.
I love that. It's kind of calming. Okay. This is great. And this is, and again, this is the Korean formula. So in general, Korean skincare uses these steps, and for men and for women. So there's nothing you would recommend differently for my husband, Andy, who is Caucasian, right? And because of that, he's like, I'm getting wrinkles when he like here and here. And so he's getting more like, oh my God, right? Should I do Botox? I'm like, I don't know if you should. So,
I think that that's why, and I had said this earlier to you, we have a lot more men coming into the spa. Yeah. Something that men love is that the skincare line is numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you were to tell Andy, use the serum, he will probably tell you what number is that. That's how guys think, right? So my partner, he loves, or I should say my fiance now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. He loves the Saver Beauty line because it's numbered. So if I ever say, hey, I think you need some carrot rose serum because your skin is looking a little bit dull, he'll say, what is that? Just tell me what number that is. So I think that's why a lot of men may be attracted to coming in for spas and to our line, because numbered system takes the guesswork out. And that's what we did. The Korean beauty rituals are very daunting for a lot of people. I know a lot of people are intrigued and very attracted to the Korean beauty industry, but it's overwhelming. I think the New York Times called it the overwhelming multi-step line, which is why we sort of made it for the American woman and numbered everything and simplified everything so that it takes the guesswork out.
I love that, Angela, because I can walk into Sephora, right? Or Blue Mercury or whatever is in my neighborhood. And it's so daunting because there's a 1,000 different products. And that's why they're like, well, you should use this serum or this cream or this retinol. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, overwhelmed, walk out. And I'm going to use my makeup wipe today. So this is literally, so I'm very much a skincare virgin, very much a newbie. So I love the fact that you have things that are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I must think more like a guy, like show me exactly what to do. And I love that you're doing this for men as well. And are your products unisex? Like, could we use the same products, for
yes,
example?
Yes, absolutely. Husband? Okay. Yeah. I will give my partner a facial sometimes at night, and I use all the same products. They love the scent. It's a sensorial experience. And, you know, the reason why, Bella, we numbered everything is because when I was working at the spa, you know, when we first launched, people would come in and say, Angela, when do I put on my serum? When do I put on my cream? So I would take a big black Sharpie and I would just number it. Okay. You cleanse your face first, 1, and then you're going to do toner, 2. And then I want you to put on the serum, 3. And then I'd like for you to do the cream, 4. And actually, it's very interesting because we came out with our hyaluronic acid serum, which is hyaluronic acid. If you don't know, it helps to boost moisture in your skin and hold it in. And I remember my partner at the time, fiance now, he was like, well, when do I put this on? And I would say, well, right before 3. He's like, can you number it 2.5, please? So now we have 1, 2.5, 3.
I love that. Your partner and I need to like have the same regime, it sounds like. Could you please put a decimal on this?
My fiance and Andy need to do that. It's just, I think it really helps people to keep it organized. People tell us that they love to see it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in their beauty pantry.
I love that because we hear again, newbie, what is the difference between hyaluronic acid and retinol? Like, what do we need to be thinking about? Like, if I need X, tell me about this, because I know even for someone like me, people are like, you don't do all this stuff. I'm like, I don't. I would love to become more educated around it, but I just never had the time. And so here you are to help educate me as well as our listeners. So what should we need to do? What should we do for staying youthful and glowy? Do we need to do both of those things?
Well, okay. So I like to do everything and I take it very seriously because I believe that skincare is a marathon, not a sprint. And I think as we gain wisdom years, as I like to say, like waking up with great skin is just, it makes you feel beautiful,
yeah.
You know, and confident. I think when you have really good skin, you feel very confident. And the fact that, you know, I don't need to use a lot of foundation. It's very symbolic for not needing to hide. This is who I am. This is what my skin looks like. I feel good in the skin I'm in. You know, it's a very spiritual / inner outer radiance attitude, right? So you asked, what's the difference between hyaluronic acid and retinol? And I'd love to explain it because I think it's important to understand why you need both for your skin. So hyaluronic acid, is great because hyaluronic acid attracts 1,000 times its weight in water to plump and hydrate your skin. So it's a great way to boost moisture, which is what keeps your skin feeling elastic and flexible and soft and supple. So it safeguards collagen. Collagen is what keeps your, you know, when you see a baby with all that baby fat, that's collagen. And as we gain wisdom years, we deplete in collagen. And so the skin becomes a little bit more thin and taut and you lose a lot of that elastic buoyancy in your skin. So that hyaluronic acid is the hero to solve that problem. And then retinol is vitamin A. And the way that you can think of retinol is vitamin A is A stands for acne and it also stands for aging. So, retinol is great to turn over your skin because as we gain wisdom years again, your skin stops exfoliating at the same rate as when you were younger. So that's why you'll get more age spots. That's why your skin feels drier because you've got this like top layer of dull skin cells because it's just not exfoliating as fast. So you want the retinol. What that does is it helps with cellular regeneration, which is a fancy word for it just exfoliates and renews new cells that look youthful and vibrant and vital, right? So that's your beauty 101, Bella.
Damn, there's a lot for me to learn here, clearly.
Did that make sense, though? Does that make sense why retinol would be, that's the skincare solution to if you have aging concerns or acne concerns, because you want to expedite the exfoliation process, the cellular regeneration process.
I love that. No, this is so great. And I really appreciate you giving me the, you know, skincare for kindergartners. I'm sure you're all horrified at my lack
of knowledge. No, these are great questions. I love them.
And with these Korean skincare regimes and Savor Beauty, which I love everything you're saying, do you find that people don't have to do as much cosmetic stuff like Botox, fillers, or is that kind of like the 102 of skincare then?
Interesting, because I asked one of my friends when I saw her recently, I said, and I think she just turned 50, maybe she's 49. She looked fantastic and she was super glowy. And I said, oh my gosh, I just love the way you look. You know, I hadn't seen her in about 10 years. So I was just like, you look younger. What's your secret? And she said, Savor Beauty and Botox.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So she, you know, so I think people, they find what makes them feel comfortable. They do. I think it's a very personal decision. What makes you feel comfortable? Some people just choose an all natural route and they look gorgeous, but they moisturize their skin. They wash their skin. They take really good care of themselves. They're happy. They have that glow. I have a friend who doesn't use any Botox and she's just using Savor Beauty and she just looks phenomenal, but she's one of the happiest people I know. She's so grateful for everything in life. She doesn't talk behind people's backs. She's not a complainer. She's probably the most positive friend I have. And she looks so young and happy and vibrant. And everyone's really attracted to her energy, you know? So I think everybody, I think, you know, I think I should say that part of the, I think, secret to youth is looking for what you're grateful for. Mm. And this carries you so much further than you would realize. You know, it is an elixir fountain of youth secret.
You know, it's so true. And, you know, my friend Jenny Stevens, who is a coach and therapist, she recommended for me to do 2 pages, right? Gratitude 100%. And guys, once you get used to doing it, it's a little addicting to sit down and write all the things that you're grateful for. And it's awesome. And I've been doing this for the last month. And I know I've been talking about it a lot, but now I'm doing it. And on the other page, what she has me do is what she calls the dump, right? The things that didn't go well, get them out of your head and dump them out on the paper. Just things that like irked you, were the icks, didn't go well. Do your dump page, do your gratitude page. And what I found by doing gratitude, obviously it's great, but doing the dump in conjunction also helps get out the ick. Kind of like we get the ick out from our skin, like you first said, when you're washing away the toxins of your day, both physically and mentally, we've got to get rid of the toxins as well. So doing a dump page has been super helpful. And it's funny, I did a dump page 2 weeks ago. And I had said something to my mom, which I was busy, and it just came out shorter and edgier than I wanted it to. And she's my best friend, but she's my mom. And sometimes we can just take on that tone. And that came out on my dump. Like, I don't like how I got short with her about this. When I finished my dump page and my gratitude page, I sent her a text. Hey, I was in a rush and I feel like I was mean when I texted you or when I said that to you today. I'm not proud of what I did or my tone. I'm really sorry. And she picked up the phone and she called me. She's like, what are you talking about? I didn't even sense that. But for me, I had to process it and I texted her anyway. So I love the gratitude 100% to glow, getting rid of the icks with the dump. And I love what you said about your friend is the most positive person, you know, and she doesn't talk about people badly behind their backs. And listeners, if you're thinking about that, it is so easy to get caught up in talking shit about other people, right? It's really easy. But usually when I find myself tempted to do that, because we're all human at the end of the day, think about when you're doing that, you have a mirror and you're pointing it outward, right? Mm-hmm. And usually what's going out is what you're feeling inside about yourself. If you're thinking bad things and saying bad things about someone else, it's usually stuff that we're not loving about ourselves. Instead, when you find yourself doing that, think about the mirror pointing outward. Then I want you to visualize putting your hands on that mirror and turning the mirror gently inward towards yourself and say, what am I not happy with right now?
Yeah, I love that. You said so many amazing things. And I just want to acknowledge how you made it right for yourself with your mom. I think that's so beautiful. I agree with you 100% that, you know, just how we need to clean out all the dirt and debris and toxins from our pores, we need to do the same and not only focus on what we're grateful for, because part of that process is being real and what's not working. And, you know, Savor Beauty has a self-care planner that it's called My Next 90 Days. Mm-hmm. And we do just that. It's a book. Actually, it's right here.
Oh my
God. And here, and I have it by my side at all times, you know, there's a manifest wheel where you bring out your beauty, brilliance, and balance for a holistic life and balanced life. And you get to create your 90-day vision here. And some of the questions are, you know, what's flowing in the last 90 days? What did I learn in the last 90 days? And what's not flowing in the last 90 days? But then the last question I think is really important. What do I want to do the same or differently in the next 90 days? So what I love about your story with your mom is that you were able to process it, write it down, do a dump, and then what are you going to do about it? you know, like, and I think that's the positive. I call it focusing on the gorgeous chaos, right? It's like, you know, our life can be gorgeous chaos, but you acknowledge that some things are not going well, and then you focus on what's gorgeous. And you take it into the next iteration of your next 90 days. For example, that's what we have you do in this self-care planner. So I'm a big proponent of that as well. And I think, you know, touching upon what you were saying about my friend, I agree with you that I think it's important to process, and that's what friends are for. But I also think it's really important what you said, that like how we see anything is everything. And how you see anything is a reflection of how you see it, because this is your experience, right? So, and I think if you practice this, Bella, in your life, then, cause I will not be friends with anybody who gossips. I believe that we are here to help each other process, but there's a point where it becomes gossiping, and there's a point where it becomes unhealthy. Right? When it's just pointing out someone else's flaws and you don't do any reflection of what's my 50%. I just find that if you practice this clean, what I call the clean inside living, it becomes a way of life, and you attract very different experiences into your life as a result. You know, in 2020, I was going through a divorce. And I started to, I launched myself into the dating world as a single mom in Manhattan, which is very challenging. And I've just practiced, you know, clean inside living. I call it spiritual intelligence, where I see everything as a lesson. Every experience that I have in life, negative or positive, and especially actually negative, because sometimes that's even more valuable. Because if you can look at it as, what did I learn from this? What's my 50%? What do I own? You just become so in tune with your spiritual intelligence and the higher, your higher self and what you were meant to learn. And I think as I was dating, I learned a lot from the guys, right? They would say that a lot of the women in Manhattan, because there's my partner, my fiance says that there's like, it's like 80% single women in New York City. So it's very competitive in the dating world. And it's can be demoralizing for women.
It's hard. It's a hard city.
It is a hard city. And what I heard a lot from the men over and over again was that, you know, the women that they were dating were angry, jealous, desperate, and they were scared. They got scared off by it because there was this general energy of, I'm mad at my divorce. I'm not, you know, they weren't, and they were describing it in a way where it was like, these women are vicious. They're out for something. It's an energy thing. They could feel it. But I knew deeper down that a lot of the women are still just healing from past experiences, right? And I think a lot of the way that we can heal maybe a little bit faster, because I think you do need to process it and you shouldn't ignore what you've been through, is plugging into that spiritual intelligence, which is, okay, let's start, even though it's really hard for me to do this, let's start with what you just said earlier, Bella. We need to take that mirror and point it inside and say, okay, what do I own here? What's my 50%? And that's really challenging to do. And it's not just for dating. It's for everything in life, your work, your relationship, your every relationship you have, friends, family, daughters, sisters, parents, your lover, whatever. It's just asking yourself, what can I own? It's not over owning and it's not under owning. It's just, what can I clean up on my side of the sidewalk? And then what were my lessons learned? What am I learning here? And then what can I focus on? What can I do the same or differently for the next? It's a very empowering practice, right? I do think because I had that a lot, the reason why these guys were confiding in me this way is they'd say, well, you're glowing. They would actually say you're glowing. And at first I thought it was the skincare, and maybe it does have something to do with skincare, but
of course it does.
But I think it has to do with also this attitude of, yeah, I'm not going to focus on the things that didn't go well. I want to focus on the lessons I've learned and what I'm going to do differently this next time. You know,
I love that.
I think that's really important for you. And it's the greatest act of self-love. So we talked about skincare being self-love and turning it from a chore of washing your face into a sensorial experience of taking out the dirt and debris from your skin and your spiritual psyche, right? And the same thing can be said about what we're talking about now, doing that inner self-work, because it is work, self-work. It's taking out the dirt and debris, cleaning up your side of the sidewalk, you know, cleaning up your proverbial skin, and then just reflecting the radiance of what did I learn and how am I going to take care of this for myself in the future, right?
And what am I going to do the same or differently? I love that question.
Yeah. What am I going to do the same or differently? And the self-awareness of it all is so empowering, and it's really beautiful, and it's super attractive. It's very attractive when you can have that level of connection to your higher self and spiritual intelligence awareness. You know, it's really, really, I'm telling you, Bella, it's very beautiful. And that's what I think when I was talking about one of my good friends, that's what she has in spades. And by the way, she's been married for 25 years and they act like newlyweds.
Oh, I love that.
And they're the only people that couple I've ever met that's like in that honeymoon phase still.
It's funny, this week's podcast episode, and maybe for you guys, by the time you're listening to this, it's going to be several podcasts out, was with Dr. Helen Fisher, who is amazing and a biological anthropologist. And she studied men and women in relationships through fMRI chambers and how we fall in love and how we stay in love. And one of the things that she said about happily married couples is we have what's called positive illusions about each other. Right. And it's not delusions, but it's we tend to over focus on the positive and we under focus on the negative. Right. It's like, so your friends that have been married for 25 years, they continue to look for the good and they're kind of like, nah, okay, whatever with the bad. Right. And most good relationship researchers, if you're in a healthy, happy relationship, I am not talking about those of you who have been in toxic red flag relationships.
Right.
It's good. It's healthy. It's the kind of relationship we would put you in at Smart Dating Academy. It's continuing to focus on the positive and just having a strategy to deal with that 15 to 20% that you don't love or you differ or you argue about. My husband, Andy, and I have been married for 26 years.
Oh my gosh. Oh, congratulations. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And it's important to continue to do that because especially as women, right, we've got diffuse awareness and meaning men have more one-track minds because you know, 200,000 years ago, their job was to sit in a damn tree and wait for a buffalo with the bow and arrow and shoot the buffalo, right? Whereas we had to like make sure that, you know, are there any marauders in the villages? Do all the other women around here like me? Because all the men are out in the jungle hunting buffalo. Do we have enough mangoes? Like all of those things. So women, we tend to pay attention to anything that might be going wrong, right? And so, and that's what leads to that negativity bias. And we can become more critical and look at the things that are wrong. It's not because we're bad people. Again, check in with self-awareness. Is this something that's really important? And am I focusing on the negative? Can I flip to focusing on what's good?
Right. Because the bottom line is there's always going to be something that's not good. No relationship will ever be perfect. And I love what you said, Bella. As long as you're in a healthy, happy relationship overall.
Overall, guys, not red flag, not toxic, not abusive.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Get out of that.
Right. There's always going to be, I always say life is like a party. And you can focus on many, many different conversations and activities and the good and the bad and the ugly. But I think what you just said was so spot on. It's really important to blow up what is working, the gorgeousness, right?
And focus on that and then dump the ick and then have a cleanup session for the ick, right? Look at the ick and say, what was my role in this?
Yes.
right? Can I act differently? Right. Hi, mom, I'm sorry, right?
Yes.
Your thing, right? Because then the ick isn't an ick anymore. And the next day it goes to your gratitude list. So it's this good virtuous cycle that
Absolutely.
Can happen in this. So Angela, this was such an amazing conversation. I knew it would be good, but it was even more soulful and educational than I thought it would be. So you've exceeded my glow expectations for the day. And for that, I'm grateful. And smart daters listening to this, I know you love this as much as I did. So I'll put a link to Angela's website, to Save Her Beauty, in our show notes. So make sure you check it out, because she's been all over the place and all of the media voted, you know, best skincare here and there and there. And you can be damn sure I'm going to be trying these steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ASAP. So I'll report back on how that goes. So until next week, get ready for peak dating season, ladies and gentlemen, because it is arriving shortly. If you need some help around that, ping us, go to Smart Dating Academy, fill out a form. We'll do a session with you. We'll make sure you're in good shape for peak dating season. So all the best to you until next week. Angela, thank you again. And
thank you so much for having me.
Have a beautiful, love-filled week. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.